Welcome to the Bathtub Diaries. I am Karina Jadhav and I am sat in the bathtub at Menagerie. I decided this week it made sense to sit in the bathtub to record this. So last week I started getting messages on Friday night saying Menagerie's on the Molly May documentary. And I was thinking, how is this possible? I do not remember Molly May being in Menagerie. Anyway, Molly May has a new documentary out. I can't remember what it's called. It's on Amazon Prime anyway. And I watched it last night to see why we were on there. And basically, she hosted a Beauty Works event for her Beauty Works line at the restaurant in October 2019, and it's a gorgeous event. I think she looks stunning. They're saying that her face has too much filler in it, but she just looks so glossy and glam and yeah, just fresh faced. So, you know, but she held this event and they've got all the branded balloons around the bathtub and there's photos of her with the bathtub that I'm sat in right now. And there's photos of them being papped outside. Inside, press board, it looks great and it's full of celebs. It's amazing. But when I looked back at why I did not remember when this event happened, it's mad. Like, I remember most things. There is a roster of celebrities that have been in the restaurant. And generally, I have been here somewhere in the background and have worked on the event or know what went on. But I blanked on this one. And it's because when I look back at the photos, there's a row of photos and it's Molly May, gorgeous event, celebs, the venue decor looks gorgeous. And then there's photos of me with a four-week-old baby. So I'd had my baby, my first baby, Henry, in September. And he was 4 weeks old at the time and was not sleeping and crying his sleep. And we were just absolutely broken. And so I don't remember anything of that time, really. Like, I have to remind myself about what happened with him, let alone Molly May being in the restaurant. And I think it made us really emotional last night. I showed Ben the photos because we watched it to see the restaurant. And he was saying, God, like, you forget how hard it was and how... I mean, with Henry, it wasn't a normal circumstance. It was more difficult because there was things going on that we didn't know about and we didn't understand. But it was rough and we were sleep deprived. I mean, I feel as though we've been sleep deprived since September 2019. And then that really affects your memory, affects the way that you perform at work and how you feel as a human being, how you approach things, how you respond to things. And definitely for me, since that all happened, I felt so much more vulnerable as a human being and so much more emotional. And so I find it more difficult than ever to take criticism and to deal with angry people or people who are hypercritical. And so, yeah, I just think it changes you so much. And that was a really good example of how when work and a baby come together, the baby always takes, of course, the baby takes priority. But this concept that you can have a baby and just keep working and it's all fine is a bit delulu, I think, anyway. And I think it, for me, definitely, it was such a leveler. And it's interesting as well, because at the time after I had Henry, I started to look at my life and look at people around me and think, oh my gosh, like, I did not give that person enough grace for what they were going through, because I did not understand how much having a baby changes your life. I've been around my friends that had children and I'd played with the children and helped out here and there, but nothing, you know, you think you know, and then it hits you and it's your child, your responsibility, your sleepless nights, it's a shock to the system. And I do remember messaging somebody saying, gosh, I'm so sorry. I just don't feel like I ever really understood what you were going through at the time and how difficult it was. And you did an amazing job. And I just want to say, you know, I'm really sorry that I maybe didn't have the empathy I should have had for you at the time. And then on the flip side of that, there's the people that have children. And when you have a child and they have a child, they have it easier than you do. And they also are completely unsympathetic and expect you just to go about your life in the way that you did before. And you just, for some of us, that's just not possible because firstly, like for me, my children will always come first. But secondly, I don't have children that sleep well. I don't have children that sleep until 8 a.m. And so we're up early, we're up in the night, and they don't settle well with other people. And that's just, it's a really short period of time. And so I work my work around it and we work our life around it, but it's not as easy as some other people find it. And I couldn't just keep going with a party lifestyle that I'd had before I got pregnant. It just wasn't going to happen. So that's that. But back to Molly May, I think it was really interesting seeing the events at the restaurant, and she obviously got pats a lot outside. And I think in those days, the pats, the photographers, was such an integral part of everyone that came out of Love Island. It was like you needed to get pats to be relevant. And so they used to camp outside the restaurant and they would grab anybody coming in. They still do come, but nowadays, I think since COVID, it's definitely changed. I think celebs will tell them when they're here. I don't like to step on anyone's toes. So if a celeb doesn't want photographing, I'm not going to tell them, I'm not going to say that they're coming down. And it's a really interesting dynamic. So to see from then to Molly going on the horse ride, going to do some horse riding, and that they were photographing her while she was riding the horse, I think that was absolutely appalling. And I think, gosh, she's so lucky that she wasn't injured really badly falling off the horse. But also, you know, of course, it was just wrong of them to do that. And I was really surprised, actually. And I think when you are already anxious and you get on a horse, the horse feels it, don't they? So, oh, I felt awful for her. And I just thought, you know, it's fine. You can build your brand and build your business off the back of the press and being on a reality TV show, but that also has to be a line and a limit. And if you're putting somebody's personal safety at risk, then that's the line. You don't cross that line. You don't do that. And then mental health as well. And like to remember that people are human. And I think that's one of the things that I've been so conscious about is when people are coming into the restaurant, if I know that person doesn't want photographing, I will not tell anyone and I will keep quiet and let them have their peace, because I think everybody's different and you've got to respect people. And I guess it goes back to the olden days as well in neighborhood where, you know, I could have sold photos. I wouldn't have done, and I didn't. I could have sold photos and made loads of money of things that happened inside the venue, photos that were taken on our photo booth and wild things that happened, right? Okay, nudity, people with other people that weren't their partners, that kind of thing. I never, ever would have done that or did that. And we always kept quiet and made a point of it, because you, as a venue like this, you have to provide privacy where it's required. For those that don't want the privacy, fine, it's not a big issue. But yeah, it's like that dynamic of knowing the line and where to sit with it. And beyond that, I mean, I even vinyled the windows at neighborhood. I blacked out all the windows. I blacked out the windows with black vinyl to give one celebrity complete privacy, because I knew that was important. And it would have been amazing press for us to get her photographed in there, but we didn't do it. And I also think that's just like my moral code as well, where I sit, if how I would want to be treated by people. So it's really interesting as well, because my husband has grown up in a family where things have happened that have been very public and have been in the press, and he's had fights at school over it with other children because they criticized somebody in his family. And I think, you know, you've also got to think about people's children. It's just, there's so much more to it, and it's not as black and white as, oh, you're famous, you owe us this. So maybe one day I'll tell the full story about the neighborhood situation, because that was really entertaining and it will be fine to tell now. And it's just reminded me and how famous this bathtub is. It's actually hilarious. So many famous faces have been in. Justin Timberlake is my favorite one to say, and I don't think we got a photo of it, but he was in the bathtub. And then there was a time when I was pregnant with Henry, so it was 2019, and we had Drake in the venue, and I kind of stayed out of the way because it was a bit too hectic for me and there was too much going on. But I remember we ordered loads of Domino's pizzas in for Drake, and he brought some American footballers in with him, and they had the venues to themselves. And it was like afterwards, the cleanup, it was so grimy. I know, like, we do have a cleaning company, but we also clean as we go. And I just remember picking up bits of cheese off the floor and being like, why are you picking the cheese and the jalapenos off these pizzas and just dropping it on the floor? Like, why does that seem normal to you? Just put it in the pizza box. But they didn't. Anyway, yeah, so I've got lots of stories in the vault there. I've kept so many things quiet, but maybe I'll start telling a few more of those as the weeks go by. So this week, weekend, I'm just going to give you a rundown of what's happened, because it's honestly, it feels as though today I've just crashed. Today I've just crashed. I've come into the restaurant and just, I've actually come in and I've cleaned some of the floors and cleaned the bathrooms, the ladies' bathroom, because I just felt like they just needed an extra clean on top of what the cleaners do. So, I mean, I'm actually sat in the bath. You can't, if you can see this, then you can see that I'm sat in the bath and it's crazy. So Friday night came into work, really didn't feel well, and was starting to feel a bit dizzy and a bit, my eyes were going. So I know when I get like a pressure headache and it's like the start of a migraine. So Saturday morning, I took my five-year-old to football. His match was at 9 a.m. So we were at football at 9 a.m. Went, got some food, got a coffee, got ready, went to work and was in the restaurant for midday. And it was bottomless brunch. And it was one of the busiest bottomless brunches we've had for such a long time. I think we did like between 260 to 300 covers. And it was hammered. It was so much fun though. And I was doing my little, we've got the DJ decks at the end of the catwalk now. So I was doing the music and it was, that was good. And I decided to start downloading some of my old mixes. So I really want to get those going. But I enjoyed doing that. And I was laughing because as I was serving some of the tables, like they're really, there's a lot of large parties. And I mentioned last week, there's the different types of customers, but I also like to just let people enjoy their experience. I don't want to be in their faces. So I like kind of like just slide in, grab a plate, grab another plate quietly, let people keep talking. And three or four times people have literally squealed like, You scared me. I didn't know you were there. And I was like, oops, sorry. I call it being a ninja. I love that kind of service. But I was laughing to myself. It's like, oh my God, these people think I'm literally lurking around you. And it made me realize how awkward I am as a human being. I think I said that last week. But yeah, so anyway, so Saturday we did that. I left at about 4 Saturday, went home, fell asleep on the sofa. I was so tired. And then gave the kids dinner, got them to sleep. Did my husband have a match on Saturday night? Yeah, so he was at work. So he had a football match on Saturday night. He's in like the semi-finals. So I was doing bedtime on my own. And I think both of the kids were not tired. Was that the night they weren't tired and they wouldn't go to bed? Yeah, so I thought I didn't get to the restaurant until like 8:30. And my head was pounding by this point. Anyway, so that was fine. It was just like a normal Saturday night, busy. Everyone was having a good time, fine. And I was just running drinks and touching tables and just doing my little thing. And I got home. But when I got home, he'd won his match. So he got home and my mother and father-in-law were there as well. So we just sat and had a chat. But like, it takes you a while to come down from being in the restaurant. So when you work in hospitality, like your adrenaline's so high when you're in there, that you just, it takes time to like quieten your body down. So I didn't get to sleep until 12:30, even though I was home by like 11:30. I don't know, it's all a bit of a blur. And the next morning, got up and had to take my little one to swimming. Oh, was it Friday night? He had his match then. Anyway, took Henry to swimming because my husband was in work and me and him were both shattered, you know, being in a swimming pool. Anyway, and then I brought him to the restaurant and we started doing a bit of a clean down. And he's helping me because I'm trying to like start to show him what to do because I think it's quite good for him to have some skills. But he's found loads of leftovers from the hen parties over the weekend. So he's there in like a stag mask dancing around. And he's also found like some tiaras. So he's trying everything on. He's like, mummy, take photos of me. And then I don't know if it was Sunday morning. I think it was. One of our bar team came in and he was trying to take a photo in the bathtub. So I was like, listen, step back. I will take this photo for you. I am a pro at taking photos of people in this area. I feel like I've got all the angles. If you ever come into the restaurant and around it's me taking photos, you're going to get a good photo because I know what to do. So I was doing a little bit of direction for him, took loads of photos of him. And he said he didn't like any of them, but they were good photos. It wasn't me that was the problem. So yeah, that was that. And then I came back later after something, I can't remember. I was going back and forth all day, came back later and just brought my mum and dad, got them to bring Beau. Ben and Henry met us after Henry's football and we sat outside and had lunch and it was so nice. And last night I just completely flopped. So I'm like excited for the week ahead. So we've got a huge event on Friday and it's really sunny this week. So I guess it's going to be busy outside with outdoor drinkers. And like running into June, there's some big events coming up. So we're just doing lots of, I'm doing so much forward planning now to make sure everything runs smoothly. And I need to look at what shows are on and see if we're going to have anyone exciting coming into the restaurant. So yeah, so that's it. There's just a lot going on, but it feels a little bit more chaotic than usual. So it's all fun and games. And I think I started the weekend off. I'd come in on Friday before I did the school run. And I rang my friend afterwards and I actually said, I feel really like insecure. I don't feel like myself. And I definitely have been coming down with a bug. I'm on antibiotics now, but I'd come into the restaurant and I just felt so out of sorts. And I said, there's a big group of guys outside drinking that I know. And they're like such nice guys, but I just hadn't got makeup on. And I just felt like, oh, I just don't have it in me to go and speak to people. And I feel really like uncomfortable in myself. And I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. And even just behind the bar, basic things like I'm forgetting and I don't know what I'm doing. And I just feel really like self-aware and like, you know, insecure and uncomfortable. And I just want to go and hide, I think is what I said to her. And she said to me, I'm so glad to hear you say that because you always seem so together. And it's nice to know that like you're not and you're human. And I feel like that's a lot of the time. And so it's normal. And that really brought me down. It made me feel better. Because I think sometimes you get so much into your own head and you become so caught up in all these inner thoughts and actually you forget that you're only human. And I think you perceive yourself so harshly. And it's weird listening to my friend say to me, you always seem so together, because my perception of myself is I don't feel like I'm together. I feel so chaotic and scrambled and not in that mindset. So we're all human. And I guess going back to the Molly May documentary and the fact that I didn't remember that she had this huge event in the restaurant, what's actually important and where do we give ourselves grace and let ourselves take time to recoup and listen to our bodies and all those things. And so definitely in the coming week, that's something that I need to do. I just need a little bit of downtime just to recoup so I can be at full energy when I'm in here and I don't get those like feelings of anxiety and insecurity, because that you can't be like that in hospitality. You have to be on when you're in the venue. You have to be able to be forward facing and present a happy smiley face because you're on show. So that's one for me for this week. Anyway, thanks for joining me. I will see you again next week and I hope you have a gorgeous week and enjoy the sunshine.